God, Toby.
What?
It feels like it's been months.
It almost does.
Well, it actually physically has been like
it has been nearly three months. It's been about 3 months.
Scott's here.
Oh, hi. Oh, my God.
The old team's back together.
Oh my God, can we just have like the Golden Girls theme song? Oh, it's good to be back, fellas. It's good to be back.
After all your adventures, Ibiza and...
It takes me a while, but eventually Murray Tregoning gets his fingers out.
Murray Tregoning.
Right on down, and Ozzy.
I've suffered for my music, and now it's your turn.
Oh, all right, sorry, this is the Poofcast. Fabulous Adam Richard, Outrageous Scott Brennan, Punctual Toby Sullivan. And yes, you've been away.
I have been away.
You went to Ibiza.
I went to Ibiza. I went to England. I went to Paris.
Well, we heard about the toilets of Ibiza last time.
Oh, yes. I just do it like I just did a toilet tour of Europe.
That's what we were saying before. I went, we should go and get Scott, or he'll be doing the toilets downstairs.
There's probably a market for that. There's probably like a section on TripAdvisor for toilets.
Oh, quite possibly.
There is an app. There's a, I don't know what it's called. Scott's probably got it.
Squirt.
There he does!
I didn't know there was an app. God.
Yeah, where you specifically, rather than like Grindr, where you hook up at each other's houses, you hook up at the toilet.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's like a toilet finder, but it's
no, there is a toilet finder as well.
Is there?
Yeah.
But there's a toilet finder.
Is that only for toilets with Wi-Fi? Well, maybe they should. yeah.
Wow.
I know.
That's crazy.
But there is a toilet finder app, an Australian toilet finder app.
Australian toilet finder.
Yeah, I posted it on the Twitter the other day. Oh, I was like, God. Oh, look.
Yes, I had that, but I put it on the new iPhone operating system and ended up in Parliament House by mistake. Just taking a dump on the minister's desk.
My sister,
very embarrassing.
My sister's street, like she goes, oh, I'm so annoyed at this new Apple Maps. In her street, it said there was a Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, wow.
She took a photo of it. It's a house that's been abandoned.
Oh, my God.
And then there's Apple Roger Maps. David.
That'd be handy, Dunkin' Donuts and Roger David.
Yeah, it's half the Northland food court apparently is in my sister's street. Two suburbs over. Oh, the Apple Map.
Oh, Apple.
Oh, God.
Right.
Went a long way then, didn't we?
We did. We've got more poof cuff now.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
Talk poofy to me.
It's a jungle out here. Underbelly gayness. The untold, seedy story of the gay gangland feud that had the nation totally indifferent. It's the story of Australia's most tedious arse bandit, Bandits. Summer, 1994. It was Melrose Place night at notorious Melbourne gangster hangout, Wrongens. Jake the Poof was drinking with his henchmen when he noticed a rival, Slim Crim, across the bar. Joel, Sloppy Rimingi, and decided to settle a score.
Joel, darling. Air kisses. Mwah. Mwah. Love those baggy 501s and that Stussy t-shirt. Have you lost just the tiniest little bit of weight? Off your face, mainly?
Oh, God, no. I haven't had a minute to myself to cook properly. Now I'm dealing ketamine on the north side. Making a fortune, but no time for housekeeping. Sometimes I envy you, Jake. All the spare time you must have. Who's your Twinkie friend over there?
Name's Adam. Won't shut up. Thinks he's some sort of comedian or something. Now, Joel, about the north side, you know, I've been dealing with territory for years. It's my territory, Joel.
Honey, you need to embrace change.
Who do you think you are? I was pimping drag queens for wristies when you were still going to Bros concerts last year.
Oh.
We have an agreement. I run the north side with ecstasy, rent boys, and a mid-price chain of hair salons. And you run the south side with Special K, pickpockets and pokies, and bootleg porn tapes of Alexis Arquette, you greedy slut.
Oh, at least when I'm being a slut, I don't prolapse in the back seat of my cousin's taxi.
One time. Once!
My therapist said I need to validate myself, okay? And not let older male authority figures intimidate me anymore. I'm taking over the north side and there's nothing you can do about it. Why don't you ever support me?
You thirsty bitch.
Crusty fuckstain.
Right, that's it.
Oh my God, he shot him right in the asshole.
Oh, the rudeness.
When Jake the Poof shot Joel Sloppy Rimingi right in the asshole that night, it set off a chain of events no one could have seen coming. or cared about. It would set twink against twink, queen against queen, Molly against Richard Wilkins. And one person would come through it all on top.
This was how your day started. Started wrong.
Talk Poofy to me.
All right, it's time for Dear Talking Poofy.
Ooh. Can't believe people still write to us.
People still write to us. Well, you know, as we discussed last time, Scott, you weren't here, but Toby and I have realised now that people seem to like this podcast.
Right.
And we've got no stories.
Fools, fools.
They know that the only way to get through it is to
actually contribute.
So
it's not only a matter of time before we become Australia's funniest home video. You realise that, don't you? That's it.
Yeah. So,
if it's good enough for Tony Pierre, and it's good enough for me.
Indeed.
This is one for that only you, I think, can address, Scott, because I have no experience in it. Hi, guys. I have to say, I really enjoy the podcast, fellas. It's very funny stuff. Oh, thanks, Bevan.
Thanks, Bevan.
You're deluded. Get help.
I just need a little extra advice on these psyllium husks that you guys have been talking about.
Right.
Dean Beck, our fisting expert, also brought them up at one point.
Not actually physically brought them up, but like he actually mentioned them. Yeah.
Do you know what? That's why we're such a good podcast, you know? Because I don't reckon Ricky Gervais has got a resident fisting expert.
No, I have never seen one on the circle. No.
Yeah. Correct. Although I reckon, you know, Yumi, you'd know a way around. she could bluff her way through.
Probably could. I've brought the stuff and I've been taking the recommended dosage on the packet, 2 to 3 teaspoons a day.
Mm.
But to be honest, I'm not really seeing any difference. Am I doing it wrong, expecting too much? Should I be taking a shitload, excuse the pun, and letting it completely flush me out in a short time frame? How far in advance of douching should I be taking this stuff? I know these are probably really stupid questions, but I really don't have anyone else to ask.
There are no stupid questions where the ass is concerned.
No, there are no stupid questions where this podcast is concerned.
No, indeed. Only stupid answers.
Yeah, there's plenty of fucking those.
Yes.
What's he expecting, I wonder?
Well, I don't know. What
like rainbows and...
I don't know. I'm not really sure. I'm not an expert. Dean Beck would probably be the better person to ask,
do use it.
Yes, I do. It might take a little while. I guess it just depends on your system.
System.
Sorry, I was speaking for myself then. I guess it might depend on your system, so maybe
What does it do? What's the effect?
It's just fibre, isn't it?
It's just fibre, so it just kind of, gives you a sort of a, and it sounds really disgusting.
Oh, I love disgusting. Avert your ears.
Yeah, it makes your poos a bit Teflon.
Oh.
Basically.
So it makes them slippery.
Makes them slippery, coats them in kind of a sort of a jelly, you know, stuff. Not kind of sloppy, but it just means that your poo just sort of comes out.
Slides right out.
Slides right out a bit cleaner. And
so it turns your colon into some kind of wet and wild.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
That's right. And it's true. It happened with me because during summer people line up to have a go. Thank you.
Oh, he's back.
Thank you.
He's back. We've missed out on so many opportunities for those jokes.
Oh, really?
It's like coming home, isn't it?
Yeah. So, Bevan, I don't know what your situation is. You know, you haven't gone into explicit detail about your stool function.
I'm inferring from Bevan's letter that he is maybe not taking it on a regular basis, that he's taking it like...
Oh, just when he needs
maybe.
It.
Yeah, yeah, maybe, yeah.
I don't think that...
Take it every day because it kind of builds up, it gets a bit of a run on and... I guess that's the only advice that I can give. Or just, stop being gay because it's disgusting. that's the only other advice that I'd give.
But... Where did Lorna come into this?
Oh, I'm not sure. She wandered into the studio.
But I think, I think maybe he is just taking it before.
Yeah, maybe. Because he did say how long before.
Yeah.
Take it every day.
It's like a regular thing.
Yeah. Because
it's like a vitamin. You just take it every day. And
it's vitamin ass.
All your shit will fall out. Like this worries me, though. If it's coming out so easily, then...
Because it's touch and go for you a lot of the time, isn't it?
How do you keep it in?
Well,
You know, when you're perhaps on public transport or right here now.
Well, it's amazing what pressure on a seat will do.
It doesn't work like that, right? It's not an Ashley Simpson song. You don't shit yourself immediately. Right? It's just a change to your diet.
Yeah.
Like eating more, you know, spinach or something, I suppose.
Yes. And all sort of, you know, bum love aside, it's probably, you know, I think it's quite good for kind of your system, keeps you kind of regular.
Well, it's not spirulina. It's not a made up thing.
No.
It's spirulina made up.
Well, there's, you know, scientists have done as much research as they possibly can.
Oh, really?
And oh, it's bullshit.
It does nothing. Oh.
And it's like, what's that
the cartilage
new age one where you just have like the little tiniest drop of something and you put it under your tongue and...
That's acid.
That's it.
Does work.
Yes, yeah.
You're talking about homeopathy.
Homeopathy, yes.
Some homeopathic things work, some don't. Like, they do clinical tests on them.
Yeah, I know, but I think they work about as often as the placebo does.
Yeah.
It's that great Tim Minchin joke. You know what they call alternative medicine that works? Well, medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it works, eventually some drug company will suck the good bits out of whatever it is.
Exactly. Yeah.
And sell it to you for millions of dollars.
Indeed.
Yeah. No. Anyway. So. I would say, Bevan.
I think it's just an individual thing.
It might have to. Yeah. It might have to.
You might be having. He might be having too much steak. That can stick.
Perhaps.
Too much cheese.
Toby's gone a weird colour.
Cheese sticks. The worst thing is when, I remember back in, I probably told this story once upon a time, when we used to work at you remember the ESPY?
Yeah.
I used to get drunk at the ESPY doing gigs.
Ah, yes.
And then go with Kim Hope, who I would do gigs with, to Topolino's.
Oh, yes.
And Topolino's.
Eat a chili con carne pizza.
Oh, wow.
They were delicious.
Yes.
And then the next day would be in eight kinds of hell.
Kaboom!
Yeah. Because the meat makes it come out slowly.
Oh, but the chili makes it sting.
Slowly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I did actually think at that time of my life I might invest in those, the wet toilet paper that you can buy.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord.
Very soothing, yes.
Look, it's interesting. I'll tell you something. I've never found anal to be that efficacious.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, I mean, it sends you mental.
Yeah, but it doesn't open you up.
Does not.
It does not relax you.
It does not.
Oh, it does me.
Yeah, it does me too.
Yeah, well, see, there you go, Bevan. Like
mine's like a brick wall.
Really?
Like, the iron curtain.
Yeah, seriously. Checkpoint Charlie.
Mine's like the brick wall that leads into Diagon Alley in Harry Potter. You just have to knock it in a certain way and it'll just open right up.
All the bricks spread apart. Oh my God, we're doing Harry Potter ass jokes. But yeah, no, I find amyl very useful.
But I just think it's just, you know, horses for courses.
Yeah.
It's
fun.
Like it's...
Yeah.
Hilarious.
It's hilarious, but it's not much.
Hilarious in the middle of Hoddle Street at 2 o'clock in the morning during the podcast.
No, Wes told us we're tedious on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he came.
Yeah, he gave us a good talking to.
He gave us quite a talking to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was quite, it was sort of quasi-intervention, wasn't it?
Oh,
he told
really?
Us all about how we drink too much and we take too much amyl and...
And then was embarrassed that he got up and sang a song at the Laird.
On a karaoke night!
He's not far off, though,
no.
when he, that intervention.
We are tedious.
But in context, I remember very clearly a scant 4 hours after him having that talk with us, I was doing tequila shots with him at the Laird arguing over whether dogs have souls. You tell me who drinks too much, Wes.
We'll ask him when he turns up. So I don't think we've answered Bevan's.
I don't think so.
Question.
It might just be horse for course. Take it every day, Bevan.
And if it doesn't work, change brands.
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe.
I think Talking Puffy highly recommends taking random medical substances.
Yes.
And just seeing what happens.
Yeah.
No, because my ex had started taking it after we broke up. You know when you, this is a whole other fucking Dear Talking Puffy.
Oh, right, wow. Okay.
So he started taking it and he was like, yeah, it really works. Scott's right. It's awesome. I'm like, great, fine. That's good. I'm glad you decided to wait until we weren't going out to do that.
Yeah.
Also, you know, I rang him the other day. I'm like, what are you doing? I've been, you know, trying to catch up so I can, you know, swap Christmas. Oh, I was in Bali. I'm like, right. So for the 5 years we were together and you wouldn't get on a fucking plane to even go to Sydney.
Oh.
Can't bear the flight. And I had to go to LA on my own.
Wow.
And now you're going to Bali.
Good Lord. Yeah. Wow.
I smell a rat. I smell a big, big rat.
I smell psyllium husk.
I smell the husk.
What is it? Yeah, there's my dear talking puffy. What is it with fucking boyfriends?
Oh.
When you break up with them, go and do all the things that you said you would never do when you were together.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know, like those ones that go off and have babies with people when they...
Yeah, in the straight world.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know. Maybe it's a power thing. Maybe while you're together and you're going, I want to do this, and they're going, no, 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 no. Maybe that's,
this
I don't know.
This is why I will never go out with anyone ever again.
Wow.
Also,
oh, you've gone all Vivian Leigh.
Oh. I'm selfish.
You've gone all as God as my witness.
Don't come up to me at the bar and think that we're going to hook up because I'm just going to go home and masturbate into a kebab.
You're like a cross between Johnny Vegas and Glenn Close.
Oh, dear. I don't know where that segment went. It got out of my control. Sorry.
It started off with Cillian Huston nearly masturbating. Now Glenn Close is masturbating into a kebab.
It's recently come to my attention that I love Toast.
Talk puffy to me.
Toby, you wanted to play a game?
Let's play a game.
Shall we?
I don't know why I have that in there.
For just such these moments.
Just these moments.
Sometimes you don't need a reason.
Is it a game that needs a song? I'll put a song on.
Yeah, okay. It's a guessing game.
Is it Diamonds by Rihanna?
Yes, it is. Correct.
Okay. Is the answer to every question Diamonds by Rihanna?
Yes, it is.
Sam Braddock, damn it.
Do any of you follow Cher on Twitter?
Oh. No, but my housemate was talking about her.
Yeah, she's not very good at it.
Well, apparently she gets a bit boozy at night and goes on these rants about things.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And the bitch doesn't know how to use the caps lock.
It's a little bit like she is just mashing the keypad.
Right, so it's like Nana with her computer phone.
Yeah, pretty much. So I've designed
Chaz,
a game.
Chaz, I've got my phone. How do I get on the internet?
So this is a game where you have to guess. I've got a series of tweets here, and you have to guess, are they from Cher or are they from a random computer-generated tweet machine?
Okay.
So this is a game called Cher versus the computer.
Oh, this does need a song. Yes. Hang on.
Okay, have you got an appropriate sting for Cher versus the computer?
Have we got that computer?
Have you got Cher singing computer game?
Computer games. That's all I've got.
It'll do.
Oh my God.
All right. First tweet. Is this computer or Cher? I'm just going to read them out as flat as I can.
Verbatim, right.
You know what? Barack Obama hates that Eminem. Ha ha. Ha ha. Cher or the computer?
That sounds a bit like a computer to me. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going computer.
That was the computer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Computer.
All right.
Score one. All right. Is this Cher or the computer? On way to Cafe Pushkin. We'll take pics. Oh, hell. Got to charge phone. I was given the most incredible crown. Cher or the computer?
There are so many thoughts in that tweet.
Is Salvador Dali another option? that's just weird.
It was one of them.
I'm going to go with Cher.
Cher.
With a crown.
Yes, that was Cher.
Okay.
Did
the crown have diamonds in it?
Oh, my God. Diamond.
Stop it. Okay. All right. Is this Cher or the computer? It on. It was amazing for 3 seconds and then blew all the lights in the house.
What?
It on, exclamation mark. It was amazing for 3 seconds and then capitals blew all the lights in the house.
I'm going to guess Cher, but I want to know context.
I want to know context too.
That's all the tweet was.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
That's all you get.
I'm going to say Cher because that's fucking hilarious.
Was it Cher with her new CD?
Yes, it was Cher. That was Cher. You're very good at picking the difference.
Oh, my God.
Shine bright like a diamond.
That's our correct sound.
Okay. OMG, look out for stupid cats. Wake up, people. Share or the computer.
I like the way that there's this kind of idea that stupid cats are this kind of blight on society.
Have you been on YouTube lately? Every second video is a stupid cat, which makes me think it's the computer.
I'm going to say computer too.
It was the computer.
Oh, wow.
We're getting really good at this.
Oh, really good.
Shame right like a diamond.
One eye like a pirate.
Wow. Reading about myself. Ugh.
Oh, that's that's got to be Cher.
No, I reckon that's the computer too.
That was the computer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That was the computer.
Shine bright like a diamond.
You get the fail sound, Scott. I really am turning into Murray Tregoning. And you know what you should all be happy with?
What?
I haven't pressed fart once.
If we get the next one wrong, I think I know what the bad sound's going to be.
Okay, all right, all right. What's a tricky one? What's a really tricky one? Okay. Going dentist. Everyone should boycott Walmart.
No, I do remember this one happening. That is Cher.
It's Cher.
I read that, and I think it got retweeted a lot.
Really?
Almost as much as the picture of Barack and Michelle Obama hugging.
Oh, my God, because that's such a, like, she's showing her age there, because that was how my grandmother used to talk.
Going dentist.
Yeah, going dentist. Everyone should boycott Walmart.
She's a senile old bitch.
Yeah.
Just, her just, face she's is
my,
peeled.
My grandmother would say things like, oh, I'd like a cup of tea. I hate pineapple. just non sequiturs.
All right, last one. Last one.
All right.
This is a reply.
Oh.
Okay. This is at New York Times. I can't believe my life.
Oh.
Share.
I'm going to say computer.
It was the computer.
Oh, you've blitzed
Perfect
it.
Perfect score.
Shine bright like a diamond.
And look, I think we'll just leave the last word to Cher. In the immortal words of the diva herself, workout usually not so long, getting ready for.
Getting ready for lunch! It just stops! Oh, the mess.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Cher.
Hilarious.
Shame right like a diamond.
So Adam got a perfect score on Cher versus the computer.
Yeah!
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Wow. Yeah.
You could be a sniffer dog at the airport.
as long as you're a surgery addicted freak or made out of silicon. Oh, hang on. Oh, thanks for coming back, Scott.
Oh, pleasure.
Well, don't come again, though, please.
Okay.
See you later.
Right. Bye.
There'll be more podcasts next week.
I'm just going to get my toilet app on my phone.
When you get a notification, is it a flush sound effect?
Yeah, we're here and we're queer and we're doing all right. Girls and boys making noise, stay up talking all night. Talking trash, talking trade, talking dirty and gay. Don't care what you say, just talk to me.
Well, at least we're still dealing with food.
This is about food. Yeah, it's a special cooking edition.
It's important.
It's a special Nigella edition.
Cooking and medical advice. Great.
Oh, fucking. That's the other thing. He used to make me watch cooking shows.
Oh.
Do you know how fucking tedious cooking shows are? Like when there's a whole channel of them?
Do you know
over and over again?
Yeah, usually, but the. like, I watched Nigella with the sound down for a full hour yesterday.
Did she?
It's just beautiful television.
Right. Yeah, it's really, it's nice.
It's so carefully photographed.
Yeah, yeah, mostly of her bosoms.
Yes. Oh, no, yeah. I do like a cooking travel show.
You know what I can't do with cultures. Nigella? I feel like, you know when the people come over and eat the food?
Mm.
Why do you never get the shot of someone going... and pulling her hair out of their throat. Every time she sticks her fingers in the food and then they're in her hair and then they're in the food and then they're in her hair. Surely, every meal, there's at least three people going, also, there's hair in this.
Or maybe they wait till the end and they'll just cough up a big furball.
Your kids have probably choked at least six times.
When you're talking about cooking travel shows, I love Rick Stein.
Mm.
And Rick Stein, he loves a bit of Asian cooking travel show, but he's so English about it. And he's just going, look at this in a market. It's chicken's feet. They ate it. It's amazing. Like, you're a cook. You know that happens, right?
Yeah, yep.
It's amazing. It's a frog face and they're eating it. No chips or any amazed. He's like amazed that people eat things other than chips.
Wow.
And he's a cook.
I know. He's an odd dude.
Actually, yeah, fuck cooking shows. Let's make an eating show.
That I would watch.
Just half an hour of us sitting and eating.
And sitting, no, you know what? We should make a show about us trying to find somewhere to eat and Toby going, no, it's okay. It's okay. Like, I don't have to, like, I can just have the cheese.
Salad.
It's, you know, I don't, you know, it's like, you know, you don't have to go to this restaurant just because it's gluten free. This is not, you know, I'm
the glutard eating show. Yeah.
You know what we should get? A gluten free, a nut allergy, and a vegan.
It's like an amazing race eating disorder.
And then you just send them out to try and find something to eat on a
that
menu
they can all eat.
At a shit restaurant.
Yes.
That is a great challenge.
And we could make
it them being really annoying with it.
And we could make it like Survivor, that you don't actually eat. None of you can eat until you find somewhere.
Yeah.
This show could go for weeks. You could be just fucking starving. We
It'd
don't
be amazing.
Care.
It'd be amazing.
Just keep walking.
And then eventually the peanut one goes, all right, I got my EpiPen. I'm ready.
Yeah, order the satay. Order the fucking satay. I don't care.
Sure, I was at a dinner party a couple of weeks ago and there were like 12 people there and I think 8 of them had an eating thing.
Geez. Oh,
really?
Including, I didn't even know this one, cinnamon.
What? What's wrong with cinnamon?
Cinnamon, I don't know. He's got some cinnamon issue.
Oh,
can't
is
have
it,
cinnamon.
Is
oh
it
my
the,
God.
It's not related to the gluten one. It's the...
No idea.
There's the fructose one.
Oh.
Anything that's sweet or oniony.
Yeah, yes. we had gluten, we had fructose, we had vegetarian, we had cinnamon, we had lactose.
You need to find different friends.
Honestly, yes. Just hang out with normal people.
Just hang out with us.
Yeah.
Like we'll eat
I do, and look where that gets me. Snorting amyl on a fucking traffic island. On an empty stomach.
Oh, as long as you'd had a gluten-free sausage roll before, then you would have been fine.
Do you know what? I and my people are going to start our own gluten island. We're going to buy an island in the middle of the Pacific and live in a beautiful rice flour paradise where none of you people can touch us with your donuts and your pastry and your...
And you're dusted with flour.
And in normal beer and stuff.
That's right. We're just going to sit there and
drink champagne.
Yes.
Exactly. We're just going to have cider and cheese sticks with rice crackers for the rest of our days. It's going to be amazing.
I don't know where this went.
No, I don't know. I
really
don't know where this started.
This is going to be one of those episodes where, like, the whole episode is just us. There's no breaks or segments or anything.
Just talking nonsense.
Yeah, I'm going to hate
it. You know, no, that's like, what were those ones? Remember those ones we did?
The squeal of fortune.
The squeal of fortune.
Yeah, where we just pick a topic and start talking about it, which is, I think, is essentially the can of whiz.
But then again, at least then we picked a topic.
Yeah.
This has just been...
Oh, it started with a letter.
Oh, okay.
This just started with the psyllium thing.
Yeah, it started with psyllium husks.
I remember that episode.
Oh, now we're on Gluten Island.
Yeah.
I remember how that one went. Yeah, that was a good letter.
Wow.
Good times.
Good times.
Good times.
Now we're having a memory episode within the episode.
Yeah.
It's like Inception. Talk poofy to me.